With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden and the First Lady have joined grieving families at Dover Air Force Base for the dignified transfer of three American service members killed in a drone attack in Jordan last weekend. The service members killed Sunday were all from Georgia. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin joined the Bidens for the dignified transfer in Dover. Also at SRNNews.com, a court filing is disclosing that Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is involved in a personal relationship with a special prosecutor she hired for the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump. But Willis is arguing that there are no grounds to dismiss the case or to remove her from the prosecution. An attorney for a Trump co-defendant has argued the case should be dismissed due to allegations of their relationship. Senate Republicans vowing to block a controversial tax bill passed by the House.
Much of the GOP disagreement lies in the bill's expansion of the child tax credit in such a way as to expand the welfare state. Republicans argue most of the benefits would come in the form of cash welfare instead of helping working families. The bill would also decouple the CTC from the work requirement. Republicans also say it would offer cash payments to illegals paroled into the country by the Biden administration. Bob Agner reporting.
The nation's employers increased hiring, adding 353,000 jobs in January. Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network the latest figures show a disturbing trend.
Native-born Americans are actually losing jobs. There are fewer of them employed today than before the pandemic, for example. And so all of the job increases that we've had are going to foreign-born individuals.
This is SRN News. A leading pro-life group will spend big on the 2024 elections.
Officials with SBA Pro-Life America plan to raise more than $90 million and reach at least 10 million voters in the run-up to November 5th. Volunteers for the organization will knock on 4 million doors across eight battleground states, including North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. SBA President Marjorie Dannenfelser says, quote, life is the human rights issue of our time and the pivotal issue in 2024 elections. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa lawmakers declined to advance a bill that would have stripped so-called gender identity from the state civil rights law. It reached the first step in Iowa's lawmaking process this week, but was rejected by three members of a House Judiciary subcommittee. Sexual orientation and gender identity were not originally included in Iowa's Civil Rights Act of 1965. They were added by the Democrat-controlled legislature in 2007. This is SRN News. The Republican-led but closely divided New Hampshire House rejected three abortion bills Thursday.
The legislative body refused to either further restrict or protect abortion. Current state law prohibits abortion after 24 weeks of pregnancy with some exceptions. The House voted Thursday in favor of asking voters to enshrine abortion in the state constitution as well, but not by a wide enough margin to advance the proposal. The House also rejected a bill that would have required abortions after 15 weeks to be performed with two doctors present and in hospitals with neonatal intensive care units, and a third that would have banned abortion after 15 days gestation. Keith Peters reporting.
Federal investigators still trying to determine what caused the collapse of an airplane hangar under construction at Boise, Idaho Airport. That collapse killed three people and injured nine. The hangar is privately owned by a charter flight and maintenance company. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.